This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Have you ever been charged for something that, like, you did not charge? You can call or text us 916-909-1065 or think about it. How did you react, or how would you react if that happened to you? Because this just happened to a man somewhere in California, and it is unbelievable what happened. I want to play the news report, and then we're going to get into this.
Okay. Even after I turned off my breakers, I kept going outside to check my meter to see if it was still running, and it was still running. And I couldn't believe it.
He started taking a closer look at his bill.
When I was seeing these spikes with my breakers off.
He's talking about his electric bill.
Okay.
Then I said, I'm not looking at my meter. This is somebody else's meter.
Wilson called PG&E last week. They sent someone out, and the light bulb clicked.
This is the wrong one.
Wilson has been paying for unit 90, not his unit 91, possibly for up to 18 years. He thinks since he lives alone, his bill should be lower than any other unit.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't. Okay, hold on. That doesn't necessarily make sense.
Sure does.
If you live alone, but you have 19 computer servers in your apartment, your energy bill might be higher than somebody else's.
Might be, but he probably doesn't have 19 computer servers.
I know, but what I'm saying is that him living alone shouldn't be like, and so mine should be the lowest.
I'll bet.
How about just the fact that stop charging me for somebody else?
That's outrageous. 18 years of being sent the wrong bill. That's nuts that nobody caught that. How did he not catch that?
Well, I think it's more impressive that he did catch it by turning off the breakers. Would you have ever thought to do that?
No, I barely know what a breaker is.
I don't even know where to go.
All I know is that when my wife is blow drying her hair, sometimes the house goes dark.
Right.
And I know how to fix it.
Right. Yeah.
That's about it. You know, it's just crazy to me that could happen. When we moved into our new home, now we live in Roseville, and Roseville has its own power company, okay? So when we moved into our new home, we started getting bills for electricity for the new, well, I guess it's more than electricity. It's probably garbage and all that stuff. And we got it, but then we also were still getting it for the old house too.
Oh.
Which was so funny that they were sending it from the old house to the new house. I guess people have rental properties.
Say,
I guess
property.
So. But, well, how highfalutin of me.
Right.
But I remember how hard it was to convince them we don't live there anymore. That's
well, it
somebody
almost
else.
Seems like the people that bought your old house didn't put the electricity in there.
I don't think they did for a while. Well, I guess so. But, I mean, I would lose my mind if that was, I was that guy.
Okay. What if you're on the other side of it, though? What if you are the other apartment that I assume has been getting this guy's bills So your bills have been super low. You're not thinking. Here's the great thing about the energy companies.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there's a way to tell how much energy I'm using and how much that should cost per gigawatt. I don't know.
That's probably true.
But for most people, they can tell you any price and you're like,
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I. So if you're on the other end of it and your energy bills are super low, you would never question that.
No, that's true.
I'd be like, things are, I don't know why people complain about PG&E. Things are great for me.
Right. I keep my temperature at 65 in the summer.
Right. And like, and honestly, my bill's like $40.
Yahtzee.
Right. So do they now go back and recharge those people?
There's probably, if this is an apartment complex, they've probably had so much turnover in that apartment.
18 years, of course.
And this guy who's lived alone in an apartment for 18 years.
Why are you saying it like that?
You're right. Maybe it was a choice. But like,
your dad lives alone in an apartment.
And it's also very sad.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that like, yeah, there's probably been so much turnover.
I'm sure.
He can't get that back. This, you're so loosey-goosey with your cards. I'm sure you've been charged at some point from somebody else using it or a wrong thing.
Gavin, here, let me tell you the saddest part. It's never anybody else.
What do you mean?
It's always me. Unless I'm
low funds. That can't be right.
Unless I'm getting hacked, I'm the problem. And even then, I'm the problem. You remember when I went through like my Apple Pay?
Yeah.
And I realized I was spending an extra $140 a month on duplicate streaming services.
Oh my God, that's right.
I had like 2 or 3 of each.
Wow.
So I pray to God every time, please let this be somebody else. And every time, nope, Katie, it's you, stupid.
Somebody texted in to help you out, Katie. They said, Katie, your bill has the amount that you use and what the cost of kilowatt. You just need to review your bills. Listen, I review my bills and I look at them so that I pretend that I know what's going on. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I see bar graphs.
Let's say I do review it and I don't like what I'm seeing. Then what?
Oh my God. We'll end on this one. This is the craziest one. A text message we got from a listener at 909-1065. I looked at my bank account and I got charged from a stock website. And my bank account was negative $100,000.
What?
And I called them and I said, I don't have that much money and I didn't approve this. And sure enough, it was somebody, they were charging the wrong card for some.
$100,000? I didn't even know you could do that.
I guess you can buy $100,000 worth of stock. I guess.
It's just crazy to me that you just use your debit card for that.
I guess the monkey mucks do.
I assume that it's like wire transfer it from my Cayman Islands account.
Right. And then I have to lower my eyeball into some sort of laser.
Yeah. I don't want to just be like, beep, boop, beep, boop, put my pin in.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.